The word today is ambassador. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Nations often have ambassadors who live in other countries to promote the interests of their people and show a spirit of cooperation. The ambassador should respect the other culture while maintaining the ideals of his or her own. Christians are ambassadors for Christ who live in a sin-filled world but are to maintain the ideals of Jesus Christ. Here to share more about this privilege is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Ambassador.
When I was younger, I used to watch a TV show called Star Trek. It was about a spaceship that in the future would go out to different worlds, different civilizations out in the universe. And a big part of the intrigue of the show was where humans would continuously meet different life forms, different beings. And it was very typical for the humans who would come in peace to encounter some civilizations that were hostile, others that you weren't certain what they were like. Well, one of the themes in these science fiction shows was that there's a lot of other life forms out there in the universe. We now know scientifically that that's not true. There's individuals that, because they hate God, they can't accept God and his laws or rules for their life, his moral standards for humans. They pretend there is no God, which is nonsense because of all of the incredible knowledge and wisdom and design that is in nature and the humans and life in general. It testifies to there being a designer. And these individuals that will deny God, I'm reminded of Psalm 14 that says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Well, these individuals pretend that there's all kinds of different life out in the universe, but we now know that scientifically, statistically, according to what's called probability, there is not any other life in the universe, and there does not need to be any other life in the universe. The Lord put his beautiful design and his intricate work to effect here on earth with humans. The universe is supposed to display the majesty and the power of God so that people will be in awe of the creator of the universe. Well, these aliens that are supposed to be out there somewhere, I don't think they'll ever show up. I don't think they exist. And I think I have a lot of good math on my side that demonstrates that. I have no problem thinking that humans are the only beings and the other creatures here on Earth that are living in the universe. I could go on at length about that, but the reason I referred to this illustration of science fiction and cultures or aliens meeting one another and humans running into them is because there is a theme of us as Christians being foreigners, strangers, or even aliens, persons that are in a different environment than is comfortable for us. A good example of this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where it discusses the difference, the change in a Christian. And it says this in verse 16, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them." And he has committed to us this message of reconciliation. We are, therefore, Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is such a beautiful passage that tells us about God's love for humanity and his desire that through Jesus Christ we might have unity with God, the forgiveness of sins, and be rejoined to God, forgiven and saved. And I hope that you who are hearing this message today will receive that gift. This is something free that God offers us through Jesus Christ. I hope that's exciting to you and something that you desire. I hope that you will pray to the Lord and say, give me that gift. Let me be reconciled and at peace with you, Lord God. It's available for everyone through Jesus Christ. This passage mentions something that's relating to my illustration, where I was talking about different cultures or even the fantasy of different species meeting each other. And here it says that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Well, one of the things that would happen in these fiction movies or television shows is that these different aliens would meet humans, and then they'd have to figure out what they're like. Are they safe? Is there something we can learn from them? Can we partner together? And it was typical that there would be an ambassador, that there would be a representative of that alien life form, or the humans would have their representative who would meet together with the other race. And then they would show what they stand for, to show, well, we are not intending harm to you. We have certain knowledge that we can give you. We would like to share things together. You know, we have ambassadors in the world among humans from different cultures. And indeed, it is amazing as you go around the world and look at how humans live and behave. It is amazing how much variety there is between human cultures. Some are vastly different than others. And so in order to foster unity and cooperation, even among humans, we have ambassadors who will go and typically live in other countries representing their homeland and the values and the ideals of their homeland. Now put this into the framework of the Christian. The Christian is a new creation. In other words, the old sinful ways, the old sinful mindset, the idolatrous, the lust-filled, the greedy, the immoral attitude that controlled you is done away with when you become a person of Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. Your motivations, your actions, your words, they're all going to be different than they used to be. As such, you might be a stranger. You might be different than the people around you in your culture. And that causes a certain amount of friction and challenge. We are to represent, that is, the Christians are to represent God's ideals, and specifically the Lord Jesus Christ. We implore people in society and culture, maybe members of our own family who have not come to Jesus yet, we implore them, be reconciled to God. Come through Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness of God. Receive the love of God. This is offered to you through Jesus. And then we are making this appeal on Jesus' behalf. As it says here, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. It's a very noble calling. It's an important calling for us. It's also a beautiful job for us in our lives. It's a very honoring thing to represent the purity, the holiness, the love of Jesus Christ. It's a very noble task. And I want to encourage you as a Christian to assume that calling, assume that role. Know that you are to represent the Lord Jesus Christ before others. And that means partly not participating in the acts of the flesh or evil. I mean, after all, if we're going to represent Christ, we can't do as the wicked, sinful culture does. But at the same time, we're not going to act as though we are superior, as though we are perfect. We don't want to be hypocritical. We don't want people to have a sense that we somehow are looking down at them. That's not the intent at all. The intent is instead to simply share the love of God that He has given us in Jesus. And that's called reconciliation. We're simply looking to share how God has brought us to Himself, forgiven our sins, given us the hope of eternal life, a resurrection from the dead, and a glorified body. Fantastic gifts and blessings that God has given, that He offers to all humans. We're simply trying to represent this before others. And that's what it means to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I hope that you will love that role, that you will grow into it, that you will share the profound love of God in Jesus. It's one of the greatest things in the world to represent the love of God in Jesus Christ. You can be an ambassador, not participating in the wickedness and the corruption of the world, but also drawing close to others in order to show them kindness, mercy, love. Demonstrate that to them. Show it to them the way God has shown it to us. So it's an awesome thing to be an ambassador for Jesus. I encourage you to receive that role, to do it boldly, and to show the love of God as an ambassador of Jesus Christ for others' sake.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.